The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Donald Trump was falling in the polls until this week. We have new data, new polling on Trump's approval ratings, and as Gavin Newsom's feud with Trump continues, we've got some fresh data on him as well, because, hey, maybe he's going to be the nominee in 2028 for the Democrats. We don't know yet, but we're going to look anyway. Suffice it to say, it looks good for Trump right now, and it looks very bad for Newsom. Let's get right into the data. This is what we have on Donald Trump. And again, this isn't just one poll. This is many polls. This is the interactive polls, fantastic page on X. They posted all the weekly recaps, essentially, of the polls for the week on the approval ratings for Donald Trump. At the top, Insider Advantage has him at a 54% approval rating, which is really fantastic. Like, really, really good. If you're above 50, that's fantastic. And to be close to the mid-50s is just amazing. Rasmussen is even at 49. Also very good, by the way. I would say anything above 46% is good for any president. I would say anything above like 43% is good for Trump specifically, just because he has, you know, such a, he gives such a visceral reaction to Democrats. In the past, Democrats might have maybe, you know, supported a president that was a Republican, maybe said that they approved. That's just not going to happen to Donald Trump. He's just been in politics too long. It's too polarizing. So it's very different. So I actually think that he has a little bit of a boost in terms of what we can allow, just because his floor is lower than maybe what most presidents would be. If you look at, and again, if you're just listening, I'll read these off to you. RMG Research has him at 48. Qantas Insights has him at 47. Morning Consult has him at 46. YouGov has him at 44. And then there, and again, I would say all of those are very good. Then you look at the bottom, and these ones are a little worse. You've got Navigator Research at 43, not great, and Pew Research at 38, which is horrible. And so what can you look at? I mean, there's a lot to deduce from this. It's a huge range from 54 to 38. And I think the what it comes down to is it's incredibly hard to pull for Donald Trump. I think he's probably somewhere in the middle, maybe at 48. That's kind of what I've seen the average be between all of the polls. But I look directly into the pollsters. This is the most important thing. You have to look at the actual pollsters and their history to see how accurate they are. Because obviously a lot of people say, Joshua, why are you even looking at the polls? You know, who even knows? The reality is there are some pollsters who actually are very, very accurate depending on what they're actually polling. So, for example, Insider Advantage, who had the highest poll for Trump, has been very, very accurate regarding Trump data. And when I say accurate, I mean if you look at their prediction of who's going to win in 2024, 2020, 2016, they were pretty dang close. When it comes to the midterms is when Insider Advantage is a little less accurate. So, for example, they way overestimated Republicans in 2022, which has made some people devalue their polling and say, oh, well, they're a little bit more right-leaning. But the reality is they're always accurate when it comes to Donald Trump, and they're just not as accurate with the midterms. So if I was looking at midterms, I probably wouldn't look at Insider Advantage. But if you actually look at the Trump approval polls, they have been quite accurate. So that's how Donald Trump is doing. Very well. People like what he's doing with Russia, Ukraine. The tariffs have been out of the news now for a couple weeks. Here's what you see. You see the tariffs are in the news, his approval goes down. The tariffs are not in the news, his approval goes up. It's really that simple right now. If tariffs didn't exist, Trump's approval would always be high because people love what he's doing on immigration. They love what he's doing on foreign policy, which is ultimately why he was elected, apart from the economy. On the flip side, we have some polls for Gavin Newsom as well, and AOC alongside him. They kind of did these polls at the same time for both, so I'm going to show both since they're kind of considered some of the front runners in 2028 for Democrats. And it looks really bad for both of them, but especially for Gavin Newsom. You can see it right here. It's a Gallup poll. And the nice thing is they actually break this down into political affiliations as well as some different demographics. So I'll go through all of them. Overall, AOC has a 34% national favorability. So bad, horrible. Anything in the low 30s is horrible. Newsom is even worse at 30%. If you look at independents, AOC is at 30%. Newsom is at 24%. So independents hate both of them. Democrats, obviously, going to be their main base. AOC is at 72%. Newsom is at 62%. You'll notice a theme. Newsom is going to be consistently lower than AOC. Young people, ages 18 to 34, AOC is a 40% approval, where Newsom has a 25%. I think that's the biggest disparity. Young people just do not like Gavin Newsom. College graduates, AOC's got 46%, Newsom is 42%. Female, AOC's at 41%, Newsom's at 36%. And then the only demographic that likes Newsom more than AOC is male. Newsom is 36%, AOC has 26%. None of these numbers are good. I mean, the only kind of decent is college graduate for AOC. It's not even good for Newsom. But none of these are good. Newsom is in the 24, 25% for much of these polls, which is just horrible. And honestly, these polls make perfect sense. This is where rubber meets the road. People, again, will say, I don't trust the polls. And these are right-wingers, and they'll look at the Trump and say, I think it's higher than that. But then they look at these polls and they say, hey, I like that. So we just have to be honest with ourselves. If we're trusting any of the polls, I think we kind of have to trust all the polls to a certain degree. And I think these polls make perfect, perfect sense. What you see is that AOC is quite popular in New York. And Gavin Newsom, again, because those were just national polls, but if you look at it on the state level, AOC in New York, fairly popular. Gavin Newsom, kind of medium popular in California by the data. But when you zoom out nationally, they're in the tank. No one likes who these people are. And that makes perfect sense if you've ever seen them do anything. The crazy thing with that, by the way, is if you look at Polymarket right now, they're just the betting site. They look at the odds. They say that AOC and Gavin Newsom are the second and third best odds of being president. And I just said that in opposite order, but you can see it here to correct myself. So Gavin Newsom is second highest to win in 2028, and AOC is third. If you're just listening, J.D. Vance is at the top at 28%, and Gavin Newsom is way down at 16%, and then AOC is even lower at 9%. So they're way below J.D. Vance. But this is the weird thing about the data. The reason why I point this out is that they have the highest chance of winning other than J.D. Vance, yet their national approval rating is in the garbage. It's just in the tank. And so you have to ask, like, how? How is that possible? And I think what it comes down to is basically Americans really hate Democrats right now. They do not like the Democrat leadership. That's clear by the general party, you know, Democrat approval rating at like 19% right now. But really, they don't like politicians in general. Right now, J.D. Vance even is sitting at about 42 to 44% nationally. Not fantastic, not horrible, but not fantastic. It's way better than Gavin Newsom and AOC, as we just saw, but it's still relatively mediocre. With Gavin Newsom trying so hard to combat J.D. Vance and Donald Trump this week, if you've been online, you've seen him trying to do it. He's trying to be the new Donald Trump. He's throwing a lot of shade at him. Some of it's kind of funny, honestly, because it's kind of over the top. You can tell how bad he wants to be president. But with him trying that recently, a lot of people are saying that it's going to come down to Gavin Newsom and J.D. Vance, because some Democrats and the Democrat leadership is looking at Gavin Newsom and they're seeing this. He's not being reactive. He's being kind of proactive about it. And they say, hey, Gavin Newsom's a fighter. You know, maybe we want Gavin Newsom. And so people are saying J.D. Vance and Newsom might be the showdown. I don't think it will be. I think it's going to be Vance and AOC. I've said that for a long time. However, because of the data that I just showed you, I would prefer it to be Gavin Newsom. And here's why. Elections are all about the turnout. They're all about the turnout. It's less about persuading the independents in your own base. It's more about getting the base out to actually vote. Because if people just aren't inspired, they're just going to stay home. And the people who, you know, these polls are only, this is a great point about the polls. The polls are only what they prefer. It's not actually saying that they're voting that way. They may not vote at all. They may say, oh, I would have voted for Gavin Newsom. But if they don't show up to vote, they don't vote. And I think Gavin Newsom, if you look at it, is not the kind of person that Democrats traditionally love. I mean, looking at, a lot of people don't know his background. This guy's a white business owner. He got a $20,000 investment from his dad and then a $2 million investment from a billionaire to start his business in wine. Very successful, smart guy, like did great in California. He's got a wife, I think he's got four or five kids. If you didn't know anything about the loony policies that and the way he's just destroyed California and San Francisco specifically, you would look at Gavin Newsom and think he's a Republican. I mean, he's, again, wife, kids, started a business. Like he, to his credit, he's actually produced something. He's actually had employees, unlike AOC and Bernie Sanders. Again, I don't like Gavin Newsom, but you look at him and you're like, hey, looks kind of like a normal dude, kind of like a Republican. And so when it comes to the primary, if he were to win, I think that's going to piss the intersectional coalition off big time because, again, he's straight, white, rich man. Democrats hate that. They hate it. The elite loves it. They've got no problem with that. You look at the Nancy Pelosi's, you know, all of them, they got no problem with that. They really, that's all just a distraction. None of them actually care if someone is a white man. I mean, look at Bernie Sanders, for example. However, the highly political activist wing of the Democrat Party is not going to show up for Gavin Newsom. That I just don't think there are, which is why I want it to be Gavin Newsom, because I think it will shoot the turnout in the foot. Just as an example of what I'm talking about, this was just this week, the San Francisco Chronicle put out a story. This is what it's called. It says, report, Gavin Newsom appointed mostly white people last year. And it's all about how Newsom essentially is evil because 52% of his appointees are white, which, by the way, 52% is pretty low. I mean, if you really look at it, 52% white, the rest are some sort of minority in some sort of capacity. And so that's coming from the San Francisco Chronicle, which is incredibly leftist. That was obviously the city that he was the mayor of. And yet they are also fighting him. Because again, you'll never be progressive enough for these people. Unless you're like a black lesbian transvestite, you're going to have the high activist people coming out against you. And if again, I think if you vote straight white male, Democrats are going to have a hard time with turnout. So the bottom line is this. If Newsom runs, that's all he's going to hear about. All he's going to hear about is how white he is, how straight he is, what a man he is. Not in a good way, but in the misogynistic way from their point of view. He's never going to be enough for Democrats, and that's just how it's going to be. And it's going to be fantastic because they're not going to turn out, and J.D. Vance will likely win the presidency. The progressive left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out. Right now it's on Amazon. I talk about some crazy stories, about some nuts things that the left has been doing over the years to kind of get in our American institutions. Go check it out. It's on Amazon. The link is in the description below. We have a horrible story out of Florida today. An illegal immigrant was driving a semi-truck and randomly tried to make an illegal turn on the freeway, and then he killed three people. That's what happened. We've got the video of the crash. Doesn't have any audio, but you can see the whole thing go down. Take a look. Okay, so if you were just listening, a Middle Eastern man in the video you can see is driving a semi, randomly turns basically the whole load, and the car plows into the side of it. He's like trying to make a U-ey in the middle of the freeway. This is according to Fox News. He's facing a deportation order, three counts of homicide, which he should. He should go to jail for life. Probably not in our country, but in his home country. I'm not sure exactly where he's from. Clearly Middle Eastern. He's got a Middle Eastern name. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want this guy to be famous in any sense. But what's really crazy, and what you might be thinking is, how the heck did this guy get a driver's license in the first place? And the reason why is because he was given a driver's license by a DMV in California who gives licenses even for illegal immigrants to drive semi-trucks. Because those are two separate driver's licenses, right? I just can't go out and drive a semi-truck. I have to go get a separate license for that. And California is willing to give both. He's got no family here. He's got no wife and kids. He was just released into the interior because he said he was fearful to go back to his country. And this is what people do. Who knows if that's true or not? Frankly, who cares? Sorry, if you're afraid of your country, that doesn't mean you're going to come here and kill three people. That's what he did. But no one knows if that's true, of course. We don't vet those things, or we didn't until Trump was in office now. This is actually back in 2018 during Trump's first term. I think if you look at Trump right now, this is one of his biggest improvements. He was a fantastic on immigration the first time, but he is much, much better this time. Nobody has come into the country illegally like this guy since Trump has taken office for the second time. It goes without saying, but this is ridiculous. This particular case, this is not just a case of an illegal immigrant that overstayed their visa because they had a work visa here, but this is a man who illegally got into our country, just walked across the border in California. And that is why Trump's border security is so important. The policy on this should be very, very simple. This is what should happen. Illegal immigrants don't get driver's licenses. They get deported. It's very simple. If you're here on a work visa, what you have right now is you've got Democrats trying to make this very complicated, saying, well, people on work visas need a driver's license. Fair enough. If you're here on a work visa, it's very simple. Your driver's license should expire with the visa. You should have to go get a separate driver's license. It's not going to look the same as everyone else's. You have to show them your work visa, and they make it expire the day that your work visa expires. And then, on top of that, the company should be prosecuted for overstaying an illegal immigrant, for allowing people to work past that visa. Essentially, they should log when that work visa is up, and then they can't employ them anymore. And if they do, they should be prosecuted into the ground. The SEC should step in and destroy them, really. No company should be able to employ anyone with an expired visa. By the way, I've got a lot of experience with this. I had a lot of time working with immigrants in Washington State. I know that they all come, pretty much the majority of them, are not coming across the border illegally. What's happening is that they are coming and overstaying their work visas. And then they stay and they're employed for a long time. And here's the thing. These are not, like, the majority of them are great people. They're not like this guy who killed these three people in this semi-truck accident. It's not their fault at the end of the day. They're just using the horrible policies of the Democrats in sanctuary states. It is the Democrats' fault. They are creating policies that allow these things to happen because this guy never should have been here in the first place. I don't care if it's an accident. I don't care if it's on purpose. It never should have happened in the first place because he walked across the border in California. They knew that he did that. And then they gave him a driver's license, not just a driver's license that was personal, but to go actually move loads across the country. And because of that, three people are gone now. So is it his fault? Sure. But it's also the Democrats' fault who created that immigration policy. The policy is evil. It literally gets people killed. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about my weekly free Substack. Substack is like a newsletter that comes in your inbox. I love, watching things. I love producing this, but also love to read. And I know a lot of you love to read as well. I talk about things that I can't talk about on YouTube in that. So go check it out right now. It's completely free to you. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.